From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. The primary election is a week from Tuesday. The ballots are already out. How are you voting and why? Can anything change your mind? And if you're still decided, what would make you decide? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. If you are convinced you know who the best candidate or the correct side of the issue is, call us up and explain to your fellow citizens why that's the case. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. The marquee race, at least in Seattle, is for mayor. Incumbent Mike McGinn going for a second term against 8 opponents. Although you hear a lot about the power of incumbency, McGinn's poll numbers are weak. A recent King poll showed him trailing State Senator Ed Murray 22% to 21%. But nearly 1 in 4 voters were undecided on how to vote for mayor. Maybe you're one. 206-543-5869. Who are the candidates who have your attention and which way are you leaning? 800-289-5869 or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Someone wrote to us to say, I'm voting for McGinn. I'm a strong proponent of public transit and would like to see light rail going to Ballard. What do you think? Write to us at conversation at KUOW.org or give me a call, 206-543-5869. At our Facebook page, Mike wrote, Barney Frank endorses Ed Murray. I guess that means Mike does too. And he adds, I'll pay double the amount for parks, maybe triple. There's going to be something on the ballot. I'll tell you about it in a moment, having to do with parks in the county. So 206-543-5869. If you're outside our area, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. The mayor's race isn't the only one in Seattle. There are also competitive races for city council. Richard Conlon has been on the council since 1997. He's being challenged in the primary by socialist alternative candidate Kashama Sawant and Amazon manager Brian Carver. Conlon was also challenged by a car this weekend while riding his bike near his home in Madrona. There was a collision, and he broke his shoulder blade, but he says he's going to stay in action. Also, first-time Seattle City Councilmember Mike O'Brien faces Albert Shen and David Ishii. Do you think he deserves another term, or do you like one of his opponents? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. If you haven't had a chance to find out more about these candidates, go to KUOW.org. Deborah Wong's reporting is there, and also her interviews with them. You can find them at KUOW.org. Just search for election. Another question I've got is, how are you making up your mind about the candidates these days? Is it a personal experience of the work of the candidates? Have you been influenced by what they've done, or have they helped you in some way? Maybe you've talked about it with friends and they've convinced you, or maybe you're going for a particular candidate because of an endorsement. What is it that informs your decision? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Let's go to Genevieve, who's listening to us today in Fremont. And you want to talk about the mayor's race in Seattle, Genevieve?
Yes, that's right. Thanks very much for taking my call. I'd like to say that I'm voting for Peter Steinbrück for several reasons. The main is that he sticks out from the crowd in standing up for something as important as our current port of Seattle location on the waterfront, one of the largest ports on the West Coast, which is integral to our current and future economic base, and the good jobs that go along with it. Not only does it need to sustain itself, but will need to grow over time. So I really am glad that he stuck out his neck that that's not the appropriate place to put a third stadium. And I also really appreciate his similar ideas concerning a vacation of an alley in West Seattle for one commercial entity, Whole Foods, that McGinn has proposed, for what seems like unusual reasons, whereas vacations have been offered to private entities in South Lake Union and near Paramount Theater.
Yeah, Peter Steinbrück's coming out strong against the mayor on that, calling him a hypocrite for raising this issue in West Seattle with the Whole Foods development, but not raising it in South Lake Union, where non-union Amazon has been a big beneficiary of that. Thanks for your call. Genevieve, a strong supporter there of Peter Steinbrück. Maybe you agree with her. Maybe you disagree. Where's your vote going to go? And we don't have to just talk about Seattle. There are also elections going on in many cities around the Seattle area. Maybe you're in Bellevue, Black Diamond, Bothell, Burien, Des Moines, Federal Way, Kent, Kenmore, Pacific, or Auburn. Tell us what's going on in your community when it comes to the upcoming primary. 206-543-5869. It's 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation@kqow.org. Now, none of these races are going to be decided by this upcoming primary election. The primary only weeds the field down to two finalists for the general election in November. That means in many races where there are only two candidates or maybe even one candidate, it's not really going to matter much what happens. This just gets us down to the two finalists. One thing on your ballot in King County that will be decided in next Tuesday's vote is the ballot measure for King County parks and trails and recreational facilities in open space. It costs the owner of a $300,000 house about $56 a year. It's actually renewing some levies that are expiring. Are you voting for the park levy? Why or why not? This will be something that is decided by Tuesday. And you have to get your ballot in the mail by Tuesday. It doesn't have to be received by Tuesday if you're mailing it out. And also, you know, if you don't want to, I think of it as a poll tax. It's not that much money to mail a first-class letter, but it is something you have to pay in order to vote. Not, though, if you go drop your ballot into one of the boxes. They are in all around different counties. If you go to kuow.org, we're putting up on the conversation portion of the page the listings for the websites of your county elections bureau. And once there, you'll be able to look at it and find out where you could just drop off your ballot in person if you'd prefer to do that. Let's go over to First Hill. We've got Bruce on the line who's got wants to say something about the mayoral election. Bruce, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. I'm in favor of Bruce Harrell.
Are you Bruce Harrell? Are you Bruce Harrell?
No,
okay, you're just another Bruce. You're a Bruce for Bruce.
Yeah, another Bruce.
A Bruce for Bruce.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he seems to be the only candidate who really distinguishes himself, and the thing that distinguishes him is his position with regard to police performance and the desire to improve the justice get rid of some of the brutality.
Bruce, give me an example of what Bruce Harrell says that makes you think that he's got the right stand on this issue of dealing with the troubled Seattle Police Department, which is under a consent order with the Department of Justice to straighten out when it comes to the use of excessive force. What's he say that makes sense to you about dealing with the situation?
Well, two things was that he was kind of forced out of the whole discussion about the Department of Justice consent decree, in spite of the fact that he was on the committee that should have been handling it, I think chairman. But also he believes that police should be wearing body cameras, and it's not a big expense, and it would protect both the police and people that they're arresting.
Mm-hmm. So the stand on body cameras, that's something he'd like to see the police use. Bruce, thanks a lot for your phone call. We're hearing mostly about the Seattle mayor's race. Maybe there's another race that you're interested in that you're concerned about. Do you use King County Parks? What do you think about that? Maybe you're feeling hard-pressed as a homeowner. You're not willing to put up more money in property taxes to pay for the parks. Or maybe you do feel strongly about the parks levy that's on the ballot for everybody in King County. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. If you're outside the immediate Seattle area, we'll pay for the call. It's 800-289-5869. And you can also write to us, where our email is conversation@kuow.org. We've got Elizabeth on the line, and she's calling about that parks levy that I just mentioned. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Hi.
You're calling from Enumclaw. So what do you think about Prop 1, the parks levy?
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you thank you for taking my call. I'm just kind of in a quandary of whether I'm going to vote for it or against it. I'm kind of concerned about the fact in the way our economy is and with budgets that should be cut and all that, that the zoo will still get about just under $4 million from this levy. And then about $750,000 will go to support the elephants. And I'm a strong advocate of the elephants being released to a sanctuary in Tennessee. So I just see that as a very simple way to cut a pretty good chunk out of the budget. And so I'm kind of struggling with that.
I hear you. So sounds like generally you like the idea of where this money is going, except for the elephants that you think should be not at the zoo. So it's kind of a difficult thing. Do you go against the whole thing, or do you go because you can't like pick and choose on what about the parks or the zoo you want to pay for? You got to pay for the whole thing or nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's just kind of what I wanted to address, and I don't know how much input you have on that, but That's the dilemma that I'm kind of struggling with as to whether to support that or not.
No, I hear you, Elizabeth, and thanks for calling to tell us that. You know, it's great to hear from people who firmly know what they believe in, but oftentimes I like hearing people kind of thinking through it. I'm thinking about this on one side of the candidate or the issue, and I'm thinking about that on the other side. It helps to clarify our thoughts when we can follow someone through their thinking process. 206-543-5869. Ballots must be postmarked by a week from tomorrow. Maybe it's sitting around in your house. You haven't really taken a close look at it yet. Maybe you have. Maybe you've got some questions about it, or maybe you know what you think. Give me a call or write to us, conversation at kuow.org or 206-543-5869. Let's go over to Ballard, where we've got Tom on the line. Tom, you also wanted to weigh in on the mayor's race. Tell me what you think. Tom, are you with us? I guess we don't have Tom on the line, so let's go to Lisa, who's listening to us today in Linwood. And that's something I haven't talked about at all. I understand you've got a mayor's race in Linwood, Lisa?
We do. We have four people on the ballot, and one of them is the incumbent, and I would really urge people to vote against the incumbent. The others, any of the other three would be better than...
Anybody but the incumbent, huh?
Yeah. And it's not based on just, you know, things, but... 3 years ago, the city council, based on the way he treated people and employees, asked him to resign, and that was a near unanimous vote. We've had several findings from the state auditor's office about the management of money and funds, particularly related to enterprise funds such as the golf course. And he just has not been a good leader. He does not work well with other people.
And you think any of the other three would be better? Do you know much about the other three, or is it just,
I do know quite a bit. Actually, yeah. I ran against him 4 years ago.
Aha!
The other three are Lauren Simmons, who has been on the council, Mark Smith, who has been on the council,
yeah,
and Nicholas Smith, who works over at Edmonds Community College.
Why aren't you running again, Lisa?
It wasn't the right time for me to run again.
Yeah, okay, well... We'll see if you get another chance to run against this candidate, depending on what happens. Thanks a lot for calling and talking about that Linwood race for mayor. Lisa says anybody but the incumbent. We've got Mike on the line. He's calling from the Central District. He wanted to talk about one of the city council races. Mike, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Ross. So I was saying that I really like Kashama Sawant. I was kind of impressed. I met her out on the street. She was doing some leafleting and stuff, and you know, she's for raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. She's also against the coal trains coming through the Puget Sound region, so she's got a really good environmental stance. She's talking about rent control and keeping housing affordable for Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of impressed with that.
Great. And she's running against Richard Conlin, longtime city council member, and Amazon manager Brian Carver. So you think Kashama Sawant is the person for city council. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's go to Kathy, who's up on Capitol Hill. Kathy, thanks for giving us a call today and sharing what your thoughts are about the upcoming primary election. What do you think?
I keep seeing this pattern in the initiatives that I'd like to speak to, which is that the attractive, glamorous stuff, libraries, Medic One, parks, things that we all love, get put up to be funded from property taxes simply because the city doesn't have enough money to fund everything. So
sure.
They use their money to fund the non-glamorous stuff. And I just wanted to call out that as a strategy that's happening.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I've often wondered about that myself. And clearly, it's because the state is not putting as much money into services as it used to. There are certain difficulties at the state level, as you're probably aware, about increasing the revenue. There are also a lot of people in this state who don't want to have higher taxation rates. And as a result, a lot of these areas are getting squeezed. And I think it is a pretty clear, deliberate effort to put things on the ballot that are popular and offload some of those expenses that might come out of the general fund on to these levies, but you don't like that as a strategy.
Well, it's a little, I don't know. I mean, I vote for all this stuff.
Right.
And I pay the taxes because I think it's important.
But?
I wish we had done the income tax, you know,
yeah,
and that now won't come up again for
right,
8 or 10 years.
Nope, not on this ballot. Who knows in the future, though? You know, we had it on the ballot by a citizen initiative a few years ago. It didn't pass, but it could appear there again. Kathy, thanks a lot for your phone calls. I appreciate you and everyone else who called. If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can always post something to our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation. Don't forget to fill out that ballot and mail it. It must be postmarked by a week from tomorrow. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.